Welcome to Life Without Limits, where there are no limits to what you can achieve. My name is Joan Kaler, and I am your host. The information in this podcast is not a substitute for counseling or medical advice. The information is meant to inspire and educate listeners, but not guarantee anything of any kind. For more information on my services, please go to joankaler.com. Thank you. Enjoy the show. Welcome in, everyone, to Life Without Limits, where there are no limits to what you can achieve, truly. And my friend and colleague, Marilyn Mates Lottman, and I are going to talk about self-care today. Marilyn is an amazing nurse practitioner. She knows so much. For me personally, I don't even have to look at the press conference anymore. I just get my information from Marilyn.
Oh, you're so sweet, Joan.
But we want to talk to you today, and I'm going to do the gallery view here. We want to talk to you today about self-care and what you can do to get back to breathing again.
Correct. And I did want to start with an apology to Dr. Anthony Fauci. I don't know where I read Fanconi. Tony Fanconi, no one would ever do that. No Italian American would ever do that to their son. But and that said, my sincerest apology to him, and because he is a brilliant man, and I did want to acknowledge that. I have a lot of Italian American friends, so again, my sincerest apologies.
Well, I'm sure he forgives you wherever he is. And no worries, considering the fact that I've been fracturing your name and I've known you for how many years now. So I ask your forgiveness in fracturing your name.
I know. It's funny how, we, you know, tomato, tomato, it truly is. We just have to just go with it. So, but on that note, Dr. Fauci, if you are looking for resources, information, you really can just focus on CDC, just putting in cdc.gov or CDC coronavirus, as well as Dr. Fauci's name, F-A-U-C-I, and the information will come up. There will be different streams. There will be, if you're on YouTube, you can get it. All of these links to help you to be empowered with the knowledge. And having said that, I'm going to just turn it over to Joan to talk to you all about the amount of material you should listen to.
Yes, thank you, Marilyn. Truth be told, here it is. I mean, there is all kinds of free information, but the amount, there's no reason to live stream, to watch TV 24 hours a day or 10 hours a day. Okay, here's my confession. I'm in love with the Como brothers. Okay, Andrew and Christopher, whoever you are, I wish you well and thank you for your leadership. Andrew Como and Christopher, I hope you're feeling better. But other than that, I'm really trying to limit myself to TV. So now, yes, I'm working with my clients, but I'm taking walks. We really have to not saturate ourselves with media. They'd love us to, because they'd love us to watch the commercials. They'd love to say, okay, we have this many millions of people following us. But no. We need to take a breath and shut it down. We don't need 10, 12. We don't even need 3 hours of information a day. If you want to watch something fun.
Right. And as they have said, the guidelines state stay in. That is coming across loud and clear from the federal government, from the CDC guidelines, all the governors. Everyone is in agreement that we should be staying in as much as possible. I did some shopping today, but I bought enough food, I think, for at least 3.5 weeks. Wow. I really am trying to limit the amount of time that I'm out there. I haven't been outside probably since the start of when California went into quarantine, other than to go through the bank drive-through. But as Dr. Fauci said, washing your hands before and after you come in, he admitted to washing his hands about 50 times. I've worked with a lot of flu outbreaks. both at work and in just in person for throughout the years as a nurse. Washing your hands is the number one deterrent of getting ill. And so that said, even though many of the nurses and doctors in the hospitals are protecting themselves with the N95s and the protective equipment, that is paramount. But washing your hands, social distancing, 6 feet, those are the real mitigators. Those are the ones that are going to decrease our risk and our problems. Mm-hmm. And as Joan said, having a balance, taking a walk. If you pray, that is wonderful. If you meditate and pray, however you have a quiet moment, even if you've never done it, start to practice 30 seconds. The next time, try it for a minute. All of a sudden, you find yourself 5 minutes. There's lots of streaming or free videos that are available for individuals.
And one thing I like to do, Marilyn, is
yes.
I don't have any pets because I live in an apartment and it's just not feasible for me to have a puppy at this time. Although one of the things that I like to do is I have a balcony and the family underneath me has a beautiful dog. Mm-hmm. So what I've been doing is I go out on my balcony and I'm not talking to the dog because I don't want to get Lucy excited. But I'll look at her and I'll send her good wishes and I'll say, Lucy, you're such a beautiful puppy. I wish I could come down there and pet you, but just know that I'm sending you love and good health and I wish you well. And it's so cute because she's lying in the sun in the grass under me. And she's kind of turning her head like, is somebody talking to me?
Oh, how wonderful is that?
So yes. I enjoy doing that. I enjoy talking to my plants. I live over a golf course, so nobody's golfing right now. So I can walk around the golf course. And I go outside and I have two special places where I like to sit in hillside. So I go in the grass and I lie in the grass. And I so enjoy just lying in the grass. I think I'm going to take my phone with me today and take a couple pictures and post them on Instacart of the beautiful blue sky.
Wonderful. So
different things like that. But no, I haven't seen a human in person in 3D since my last Instacart delivery last Monday. I am social distancing out the wazoo.
Which is exactly what is being directed. And there is some glimmers of hope that the curve may be reaching its apex, which is its top part. Again, if you listen to Dr. Fauci and you listen to the CDC guidelines and Dr. Brooks and all of the individuals who are part of the information streaming, you will find that, you know, what we are doing will and can make a difference, but we can't let up. We cannot go and start, you know, being out there sooner. One of the statistics I wanted to kind of bring to light, because to put things in perspective, there are over 329 million Americans in the U.S. territories, United States, Hawaii, Alaska, Puerto Rico. Having said that, when they talk about 100,000 to 250,000 potential individuals who will lose their lives to this virus, that is approaching about 1% of our population, which is incredibly statistically significant. Meaning, you know, you hear these numbers. In New York, it is like 9/11. People know someone who has died. People are talking about their losses. This is real people. These are souls. These are lives that are being lost. And in, you know, smaller areas such as a rural part of Nebraska or even in Ohio, the numbers are not there yet. As Dr. Fauci has said, this is a wave that is coming over the United States and we will see these numbers. And it will affect somebody you know, whether a friend, a family member, someone who you work with, someone who, this isn't going to be something that hasn't touched all of our lives and know that we know someone. One of my other uncles, who's also a veteran, he's a World War II veteran, my Uncle Donald, he lives in Florida. He's 94 years old. And he, you know, like others that are elderly in a high-risk state, this is coming. This is a wave that's going there. And he's very active. He's been a volunteer at his VA for umpteen years. He was a veteran from Iwo Jima and just has such a rich history. And in New York, there have been hundreds of thousands of people affected by this virus. And there have been hundreds of veterans who have died. And so we're losing a very big part of our history. And when it affects a family, it's a part of their history. So as I said, the information, you want to be empowered, but know that this is going to be a very, very big trauma that we are going to continue to work on. In Vietnam, we lost 58,000 men and women who were affected by that. When you're thinking of even just a small number of 100,000 as compared to 329 million that are going to be losing their lives, that's double the number what we lost in Vietnam. So the perspective that we have to have on this, this is a war. We are losing and going to have wounded. And it's not just people too who, quote unquote, the 80% that get through it, there will be a significant number who get the virus and they're going to have lifelong problems. They're going to have permanent lung damage. There are people who are going to be susceptible to pneumonias every year. There are people whose asthma will not be controlled again. There's going to be tons of physical things, and the emotional is what we're speaking to, being able to help heal. So as they say, even if you are someone who's just supporting someone who is a front responder, first responder, or someone who's connected to someone working in the hospital, whether they're part of the cleaning staff, they're part of the admissions, they're part of someone who's clerical, everyone who's part of this system is being affected by it at a nursing home, a hospital, an extended care. There are a lot of people who have daycare centers. All of these individuals are being affected by it. And if you watch any of the different shows, there's heroes that are being highlighted in all of them, but it's going to be trauma.
And to that point, Marilyn, I just want to address that in that that's what counselors are available for. That's what I'm available for, because we've got the trauma of this pandemic that we're all surviving one day at a time.
Yes.
So there's going to be a lot of depression, a lot of PTSD, a lot of addiction. And then even prior to this, it's not as if life was rosy before this. We all were going through challenges. There was still domestic violence. There are still unhappy marriages. There are still unhappy relationships. There are still struggling teenagers. There are still children with problems. Mental health has been an issue for millions of years. We just started addressing it in the 20th century. So all the problems still exist. They didn't go away, and they're heightened by what we're going through right now. So please reach out to Marilyn. Please reach out to myself if we can be of assistance to you. I'm even going to, I'm going to post I don't have it right with me, but hold that thought. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to give you the National Suicide Hotline.
Oh, excellent. That's really, really a good point, because so many people are being affected by this emotionally, financially. There's people who have been paycheck to paycheck for years. And all of a sudden they've lost all of their jobs.
I'm going to post this in the notes, but it's 1-800-273-8255. 1-800-273-8255. So I really encourage you, if you are feeling as though that's it, I just can't handle it anymore, I'm checking out, call that number first.
Yes. And my email is F as in Frank, M as in Marilyn, C as in Cat, LOTT @gmail.com. And you can contact me. I do energy work. I'm certified. I'm a nurse practitioner. If you have advice that you need or questions you have, you can pose them to me. I'll be happy to respond to you. I think the bigger picture is to where are healthcare providers going to put their energy? I teach at Xavier University nursing students. I also do work through ASEP, which is the Association of Comprehensive Energy Psychology. I've been a part of the development committee. I'm just now getting involved with the research committee, and I'm starting to just scratch the surface of the humanitarian committee. The humanitarian committee is actually training people, not so much even to do therapy, but to help to identify those who might be needing it and to be able to refer them to specialists and counselors. Because a lot of the trauma that's coming up for individuals is not so much the immediate losses, but they're going through childhood illnesses. They're going through childhood traumas. They're going through their own, doubts and fears. And so to be available for them is paramount.
Absolutely. Of course, you know, I'm everywhere, but Joan at joankaler.com, tappingwithjoan.com.
Yes.
Geez. But there is, I'm going to post this. Marilyn is speaking about it through ASAP. I'm going to post this. There's lots of free help available, and that's what this podcast is all about. Where you go if you don't have two pennies to rub together?
Correct.
There are a lot of places.
Correct. Sorry, I didn't interrupt.
No, go ahead.
The other thing to think about, too, being a resource for people, if you're getting where you're really getting caught up and you're having trouble sleeping, practice breathing, just listening to your own breath in and out. That will help to get you grounded and centered and back into your body. Those are things that when you feel like you're running 100 miles an hour, if your children are assessing, seeing stress in you, they're telling you, mom or dad, don't watch so much TV, or you're triggering, you know, the younger children, listen to your family and really do it at a time when it's not going to stress them. As nurses and as a researcher of different things, I see a lot of families getting triggered by the news and the sensationalism of things and the losses of life and all of these things. It's depressing people. It's giving them, you know, fear. It's getting them to deal with a lot of other problems that they're having. So again, turn the noise down, relax, do what's necessary. Connect with your neighbor. Connect with a good friend. I touch base with about 15, 16 people a week who I know are single or who are living, you know, in an area that's more remote, rural, et cetera, to see that they're okay. I have a lot of elderly family that I check in on. There's a lot of things that you can do remotely. Pick up the phone and talk to someone. All of these things are going to make a difference.
And Marilyn, I'd like to take everybody through a relaxation tap right now.
Okay.
So I can teach them some things. So right now, everyone, just put two hands over your heart center and just take a slow, deep breath in through your nose. And then hold it. And now exhale out your mouth. So this will help you center and ground yourself. And now just do what I do. Now, unless you just washed your hands, you can tap. I've washed my hands. I'm going to touch my face. These are acupressure points that will help you relax. And all I'm going to do is just very gently tap on them. This is Emotional Freedom Techniques tapping. And this is very calming. As a matter of fact, you may just fall asleep after this. You may start yawning, whatever it is. What I'm going to teach you right now is a global tap. It's not specific because I don't know who you are. But this should help. Go ahead.
And what you can do instead of tapping on your head, you can visualize that your fingers are there tapping. Mm-hmm. You can tap 2 inches over your areas that you want to tap.
You don't
physically want to touch your face.
So I think that's what I'll do. So
yes,
side of hand, even though I'm feeling so overwhelmed right now by the media and by everything that's going on in my life, by social distancing and not being able to be with the ones I love and working from home. And there's a lot going on right now in my life. Right here, right now, I am safe. Even though I'm feeling so overwhelmed by this coronavirus thing, right here, right now, I am safe.
Yes.
Even though I'm feeling so overwhelmed by everything right now, right here, right now I am saved.
Yes.
I feel so overwhelmed with all of this. It just keeps going on and on. And I'm tapping with intention. I'm not on the points, but I'm hovering over the beginning of my eyebrow, feeling so overwhelmed. Side of eye, feeling so overwhelmed. So overwhelmed. So overwhelmed. Middle of my chin, so overwhelmed. I'm not touching. Okay, now I'm going below the edges of my collarbone, feeling so overwhelmed. And then 4 inches below my armpit on the side of my body, tapping there, so overwhelmed. And then the inside of my wrists, so overwhelmed. Oh, I just really want to be able to take a deep breath in and let it all out. Okay. So by doing this a couple of times, that will help calm your amygdala, that part of the brain that senses danger. It'll lower your cortisol, which is the stress hormone.
Yes.
And you might be able to breathe a little bit easier right now.
Correct. And the three people who I think I mentioned in the first video, I'm going to state their names again, Dr. Barbara Stone, it just is like S-T-O-N-E. Barbara Stone does energy correction exercises, and they're on her website. They're wonderful. Donna Eden, E-D-E-N, and she is married to Dr. David Feinstein. Is that how
Feinstein?
I say it?
Mm-hmm.
Feinstein. And he is one of the original founders of ASEP and its documentation, and he's a researcher. But Donna is a medical intuitive, and she's a phenomenal woman. And anything that you find on Donna Eden, do it.
Yep.
She's on YouTube. She's on Twitter. She's everywhere. And she's wonderful. She does a 5-minute warm-up that you can start your day out with to ground you. It helps bring your energy up. She also does all kinds of exercises that are energetically to help balance you. She does anything you can find on Donna Eden, go for it, because she is wonderful.
Yeah.
And then finally, Dr. Bell Ruth Napperstack, B-E-L-L-E and Ruth, R-U-T-H. You just start putting those in and her last name will come up. She's the founder of Health Journeys with a Y-S, healthjourneys.com. She's out of Cleveland and has a website that has lots of resources on guided imagery. That is where her research was based out of at Case Western. And again, she is also providing free resources on guided imagery and her work. I can attest to you that it is phenomenal and you will have great results for calming. And she touches all gamuts of life. She talks about stress for PTSD and for veterans. She's also working through the VA system with them on that. And she's done work with trauma and children. She does and has guided imagery for chemotherapy patients, on and on from there.
So I'm going to do is I'm going to list all these resources and everything when I post this on social. If you're looking at this right now, on Facebook or wherever you're finding it, scroll down. You're going to see all these resources down there. They'll be in the iTunes description, I believe, and having links to everything to make it easy for you to find them. And I will put that in there for sure.
And even for just physical exercise, Lucy Wyndham Reed, if you Google Lucy Wyndham Reed, she's also someone who's been on every kind of social media. She has over 945 videos that are free, and they're all exercises that are simple, but they will get you in shape, and they will also calm your innerness. She's an outstanding English woman who is internationally known. So again, Lucy Wyndham Reed.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Marilyn, thank you so much for joining me today and bringing up all this valuable information. And thank everyone out there who's watching and listening, because Marilyn and I are praying for you. We so want you to be safe.
Yes.
And we want to provide you as much information as we know and we have so that you can weather this storm. We will get through this together. So be safe.
Yes.
Stay apart. Do social distancing.
Wash your hands. Yes. And stay in. The love of God.
But this too shall pass. We are making it through this together.
Thank you,
everyone.